Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Decorating your day.
Day after day.
Only on the Sky.
With the news you need.
Make no mistake about it.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The great news keeps rolling in.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get together. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Come on, Betsy. You got to do these with me. Yeah, I know if I was working out with Betsy, she'd be like, put me through the paces like a drill sergeant. The Betsy I'm referring to is not my significant other. It is none other than Betsy Papin. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Happy to be here.
It is great to see you again. I don't see you as often as I'd like to, but I know you've laid down the pickleball challenge. I will take advantage of that, I promise. And but you're here specifically, at least today, to talk about building dreams one home at a time. And if I could kind of cut to the chase, a chance for people to win a gorgeous Rolex watch. And I think most people understand the kind of value that that brings. So
Yes. Let's
talk about what the cause is.
The cause is our nonprofit, Papin Gives. That is our 501c3 that helps address the issue of affordable housing in Alachua and Marion counties. And so we have partnered with Habitat for Humanity, and we build houses alongside them, sponsor those houses, and help families get into those houses. So we do fundraisers throughout the year, and I think that's what you're alluding to.
Well, I know in the past, I know you would just make like a donation at the end of the year. I know as much as $50,000 you've written checks for. And if you think about the cost of housing now, it is just, well, you sell real estate for a living.
Yes.
I mean, who am I telling? But yes, it's more and more difficult for people to get into affordable housing. And this is one of the ways to address that issue in probably the most economic way that anybody could do it. A lot of donations. People put in sweat equity, too, don't they?
Oh, yes. So to get a home, you have to apply. And if you get accepted, you have to donate 240 hours of your time to work on your home alongside with your family members. So you have to do that. And you have to do educational classes in home ownership and in finance and how to manage a house budget before you can buy one of their homes.
Don't you wish we had something like that in high school so that everybody at least had some of those basic fundamentals? It's sad that you just take it for granted that somebody's going to have parents that understand that and share that information, but that's too bad. But anyway, you're doing right by the folks. So this 12 Days of Giving silent auction, so I'm taking there are other items.
There are other items. The Rolex is the big one, and we're selling tickets. I think they're $100 a piece, 200, 200 tickets, $100 a piece. It's a silver men's Submariner, which is what was requested. We did a women's one last year, which went very quickly. And so the request was, let's do a men's one this year. So we still have some tickets available online if anybody wanted to purchase them. And all the proceeds goes to Habitat.
Greg, I can hear you drooling from here.
I already put mine in the cart and checked out.
So, Betsy, just to be clear, when you buy one of those tickets, you're not just in running for the Rolex. That puts you in for other thing like sports tickets, memorabilia and stuff? Or is that a separate?
I believe that's a separate.
Okay.
Yeah, separate auction.
Well, I just want to make sure it all gets talked about and people are able to
It's all on our website.
Which is papingives.com. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
And don't you just did a golf tournament, right?
We did. We did our annual golf tournament in a Golden Ocala. It was really successful, raised several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, which will go towards our home next year.
Is that like your third? Or
fourth.
Fourth. Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Take you a while to catch up to the old Bob Rose golf scramble.
And Bob, we have our annual pickleball tournament coming up in April.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, so hopefully we will have you playing.
Well, that would be...
We hear about Bob's skills on the court.
He says he plays. I've never actually seen him.
This would be a chance to prove it.
I perform for entertainment purposes only.
Okay, yes. We'll take that.
I'm like a Christian man's horoscope, you know? Don't take it too seriously for entertainment purposes. Oh. All right, so, how's the book selling?
Wonderful.
Because that was like, didn't you shoot to like number one or something?
Yes, Amazon bestseller. I've been very blessed. The community has rallied behind me as well as regionally and nationally. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm still doing publicity for that and we'll be doing that next year as well. And the request has been to build a course from the book. And so now we're building out a course.
So the next book may be a workbook type thing?
Yes, exactly.
So the self-help, this information. And I've found that the workbook type stuff is really helpful. It helps you to focus and pull kind of what you need out of it. So, I like that format. And when can we expect something like that?
I would say June, July of next year.
Okay. Yeah, because you hardly have anything else to do, so I figured you'd knock it out right away. Wow. Real estate business, how's that going?
Great. You know, it's this time of year is always a little bit slow. Mm-hmm. Days on the market's creeping up, but it's only at 78 days, which is still very much a seller's market. 3 months of inventory is what we have on the market. So if nothing new came onto the market, we'd only have 3 months supply. So again, we're still in a very good market. Prices are still appreciating, although the rate of appreciation is slowing down. But we expect price appreciation to continue through next year. Hopefully, we'll see a little bit of easement on the interest rates, but I think buyers are getting used to that. They're not thinking we're going back to 2s and 3s anymore. And so we're seeing a lot more buyers come on.
If they see the piece of property that they really want, they realize, too, there's a thing called refinancing. So, you know, 2 years down the road, you know, they could knock that out if the rates go low enough, which I think we're all hopeful that some of that will occur.
Right. Yeah. We say marry the house, you know, date the rate.
Yeah. Say that again.
We marry the house, but we date the rate.
Right. So we could change that rate. That rate is changeable.
That's clever.
The home is a lot more permanent. Yeah. I like that. No, that's good. And this area, I mean, it's still a very desirable place for a lot of people to live. I mean, are you involved in any new construction at all?
Yes, we have a new construction project out in Hawthorne. 200 homes are going up there, and it's an incredible product for the price. Houses start at $299, and they would go comparably here for about $340. So really nice first-time home buyer house, downsizing house, halfway to the beach house. So it's a great product. They have, I think, 7 or 8 up. I've got a model. I bought one, and it's getting built right now. So I really do believe in the project.
Yeah, and if you've been on Newbury Road going through, like, Jonesville, you're like, so I could be on the east side, maybe closer, like you said, to the beach, but still a super easy drive because it's 4 lanes all the way into town.
Well, you know, because you live up.
Oh, yeah. I know all the little shortcuts and all the my ways around, but this is great work that you've been doing. I know, Betsy, you've been involved in the community for, well, since you started. How many years? You're over 15 now.
Yes, I'm approaching 20.
She was 14 years old. She was this prodigy of real estate expertise right out of the box.
Amazing how that works.
And so, yes, that's fantastic. What'd you say, 16? How many years?
No, 19. I'm going on 20 next year.
Wow.
It flew. But when you do what you love, time flies.
I feel the same way. 23 years here as of the beginning of the month.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I might not be banking quite as much as you, but I'm getting close.
And he didn't start when he was 14.
It kind of did. I just didn't get paid for it. But I was entertaining.
Yes, you were.
My sister and I would have, we would do these little like shows in the garage.
Oh, wow.
And I would cook the popcorn. I wrote some of the bits.
He writ some of the bits.
Because I talk is good. And we would do these little performances, and man, that was fun. So that was kind of maybe my first little get out there and
you were prepping
open your mouth.
Future. That's what
a,
you were
a
doing.
A clue that, what you become. Wonderful.
And look at me now.
Look at you now, Bob. Look where you are.
And the mortgage company's going, we're looking at you.
Yep.
We got an eye on you. Betsy, all pleasure.
Oh.
My goodness. And
well,
keep
thank
up.
You. Happy holidays.
Keep up the good work and papinegives.com. That's papinegives.com because Papine gives. That's for real. Thank you.
Thank you.
What do we got here? 9:15, Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, and a lot more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy day. Hump day, that is. Happy hump day, Trump day. How many years have we been saying that consistently? Never missed a Wednesday. Donald J. Trump.
8 years?
I'm waiting for my appointment.
Yes.
Herschel Walker got the Bahamas.
Where do you want?
Ireland.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be cool?
A little bit of a flight, but you know what that's like. So, yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't take the flight off it. I'd just go over there. Now, anyway, happy to support the prez, the incoming president, as we all count the days and say our prayers. January 20th, hurry up. Which generally we don't want time to speed up because it goes by too fast, doesn't it? Really does. I mean, here we are. Here we are. I mean, a year is just about done.
Gone. Can you believe? I mean, a picture popped up yesterday of a Christmas party that my hot wife Jen and I were at last year. And it's like, oh, it feels like it should have been this year, not Christmas last year. It was like, it really has flown by.
Well, in case you missed this, and I did, I caught the news item, so I'll share it with you. Several U.S. senators grilled NCAA President Charlie Baker. They Baker acted him. Now, they talked to him on Tuesday. Well, talked to him, I guess, would be an understatement. About his organization allowing biological men to compete with women in athletic competitions. I just saw a quick little video of a female player getting the ball spiked at her head by a biologically male opponent.
Right.
It did serious damage. Look, women can produce a lot of power and velocity on the ball. Men, it's just way higher. I don't think anybody will argue that point, because scientifically it is 100% correct. Even if you try to treat it hormonally, yeah, and say, okay, well, the testosterone is way down here. It's like,
yeah, no. But the muscle is way up here.
Well, the puberty develops, right. The bones, the strength, that whole thing, you know, before they get all the changes. Anyway, during an inquiry on Capitol Hill about sports gambling on Tuesday, several U.S. senators, mainly Republican, took Baker to task on the NCAA's current stance on transgender athletes in women's sports, eliminating fair competition. Senator Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee, she asked Baker why his organization ignored a letter from earlier this year signed by several Republican lawmakers inquiring about men in women's sports. She said, I'm still disappointed. There's not an NCAA policy to protect women in competition. You all have had time to do this. Our female athletes deserve it. If you're going to partner up on gambling and other things, and we applaud that, you have got to make certain that you are protecting women's sports for women. And then Senator John Kennedy spoke. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, I like this guy.
This guy, yeah. Talk about a guy who knows how to whip out a phrase. And he said, why do you support allowing transgender women who are biological males to compete against non-transgender biological females? The senator asked. You are allowing biological males to compete against biological females, and you folks at the NCAA don't do anything except sit there, watch, cash your checks, and suck on your teeth. Yeah. And he went on to say, basically, you need to grow a spine and take a stand.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
I like him.
Yep.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. And Baker seemed like he was nodding, agreed with Kennedy that biological males have an advantage. Every time competing with a biological female, he said that federal courts have given no clarity on the issue legally.
How about it doesn't have to be a court or a legal issue? How about it's a principle of what your league is supposed to be?
Well, I'll tell you what the courts have said. They've said a lot in this thing called Title IX. Yeah. And what was that designed to do? To protect women, to give them equal opportunities in athletics.
And then came along the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Trying to mess it all up.
And here's one of the takeaways, and there's many from this whole thing. Look at the pressure that the left tries to apply in all these cases, in schools. Think about how uncomfortable this has made, you know, your daughters, your sisters, whoever you've, how uncomfortable that you've made them. And I guess really more importantly is the danger aspect of it. You know, the competitive natures of the game and being a biological male, you have advantages. You have more strength, more speed, more velocity on things that you strike or hit or throw. It just doesn't make sense. This is where people are caving in to because they don't want to get canceled. They want to be politically correct. They don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. No, it's not they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. They're specifically afraid of hurting the lefties' feelings because they've seen how you get canceled, right? And remember, if you're not wholeheartedly for something, then they will call you a bigot, a transphobe, or whatever. You know, you're all the way in with them, or you just don't matter. What was it? One of the hockey things. It was, you know, they had a, you know, gay pride game or whatever. And, you know, they were wearing these special jerseys. Who were out there. A couple of players that said, look, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not judging. It's just, it makes it look like I am for homosexuality, and I just, my own personal beliefs, am not. So for that reason, you know, and these are things that I believe through my religious training, that I'm not comfortable wearing that jersey. Now, in these particular cases that I recall, I don't believe they were punished for that. I think that the teams kind of relented. But you don't think that there was hell to pay, like on social media? And a lot of it, I'm sure, coming from people that aren't even hockey fans. It's like, don't tell me you're a lifelong fan. You're canceling your season tickets because you're a liar. You know? And it's this whole squeaky wheel mentality. And you know what that does, right? It gives other people reason to think that their agenda, their cause, if they yell loud enough or shout other people down or make threats or call names, that they too will get their way. We don't want that. We don't want that to happen. And it's pretty clear politically, you know, who's caved into this whole, you know, mentality. It's the left. It's Democrats. You know, with few exceptions, but that's basically where most of that is coming from. And the pressure that they apply, the tactics. They're actually tactics. It's like there is a strategy, and it's been effective. Because people in leadership roles cave in. And the NCAA is another prime example of that. You know, I'll be honest with you. In my entire life, I have not heard a lot of positive things said about the NCAA. And it seems like anything they touch, they get it wrong. You know, this whole portal thing is a mess.
Yes.
All we wanted was, can the kids get a stipend while playing a sport so they're not hungry? Anyway, things that make you smile is about 15 minutes away, but I'll continue to irritate you between now and then because I want to be consistent.
Good point.
When you put your quarter in the soda machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't want Red Pop.
Yeah.
No. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
It's almost time again to make our dreaded resolutions, bringing hope for the new year by making promises to ourselves.
To be more patient.
Some good.
Get fit.
Lose some damn weight, man.
Some smart.
Quit smoking. Work out again.
And some that just speak for themselves.
Be nicer to people.
Be nicer to people.
Here at The Sky, we resolve to continue bringing the latest news and a place to talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Hey, very happy New Year.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
If you don't punish bad behavior, you can expect more of it. That's a human condition. That goes across every, well, 100 different genders.
And, and it goes way back as a pattern.
Indeed. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a happy hump day, Trump day. If we never punish bad behavior, it won't go away. That really tends to be true in Washington, D.C., as I take this from the file of here we go again. Former Representative Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Oh, my.
She's facing calls from GOP legislators that the FBI should investigate her for potential criminal witness tampering. Now, she also destroyed files. Was it accidentally? Yeah, of course, right? Anyway, this witness tampering relates to her former role on the January 6th House Select Committee. This report just came out yesterday. House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight. It was chaired by Representative Barry Loudermilk out of Georgia. Based on the evidence obtained by this subcommittee, numerous federal laws were likely broken by Liz Cheney, the former vice chair of the January 6th Select Committee, and these violations should be investigated by the FBI. Evidence uncovered by the subcommittee revealed that former Congresswoman Liz Cheney tampered with at least one witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, by secretly communicating with Hutchinson without her attorney's knowledge. The committee concluded in its 18-month investigation, the January 6th committee, that is, that basically was a witch hunt to try to get Trump. If you remember, there were only two Republicans on there. One was Liz Cheney, and you see, she didn't do things by the book, not even close. And then there was that Matt Kensinger out of Illinois, who is no longer in the is not legislature anymore. Thank goodness. Anyway, these were weak Republicans, to say the least. And the case of Cheney, I don't know, she's off the chain.
Oh, man.
In her case, definitely. Anyway, so, yeah, this was the January 6th committee trying to take down Trump. And it was really run by Democrats and a couple of Republican weasels, if you call them that.
Mm-hmm.
18 months later, you had referrals to the Justice Department recommending Trump be criminally prosecuted for his involvement in the lead-up to supporters breaching the Capitol. The committee was composed of seven Democrats and two Republican lawmakers, Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who are both no longer in office. Yeah. And so, yeah, she apparently, Cheney's alleged direct intervention with a witness, Hutchinson. Think about it. You could be damning a man and his life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very serious charges. And you're tampering with a witness. In other words, you want to make sure that you get him, even if you have to go about it in a dishonest way. Yeah, that's how usually folks on the left look at it. But apparently, Liz Cheney was in that group as well. Hutchinson, who worked as an aide to the Trump White House chief of staff, Mark Meadows, had alleged to the select committee that she was told Trump became irate and attempted to join supporters at the Capitol ahead of them breaching the government building. The incident reportedly unfolded after Trump delivered a speech at the Ellipse, which is a park just south of the White House fence. Hutchinson alleged that she was told Trump attempted to grab the steering wheel of a Secret Service SUV. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
Yeah. Before the Amazing. Driver reportedly told Trump to remove his hand and that they were headed to the White House, not the Capitol. Her account was directly refuted by Anthony Ornato, who served as the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations under Trump. after decades in the Secret Service. He said that did not happen.
No, and did anybody really think it did? I mean, except for those who wanted to.
They wanted it to be true. The left did. They wanted it to be true.
Right.
Oh, he's so overbearing and pushing. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks after firing her original attorney and hiring the attorney's representative that Cheney suggested.
Oh, convenience.
Yeah, you should get rid of your lawyer and hire this one.
Uh-huh.
I mean, can you imagine how unethical that is?
Wow.
Hutchinson sat for her fourth transcribed interview with the select committee under unusual circumstances, the report states. Prior to this interview, nearly every interview that the committee conducted included approximately a dozen people, including staff members, committee counsel, often a member of the select committee, the interviewee, and the interviewee's legal representation. Most of the interviews were done in large conference rooms or over Zoom, allowing space for all participants. Hutchinson's fourth transcribed interview, however, was vastly different. It consisted of only four people.
Hmm.
Representative Cheney,
okay.
One attorney from the select committee,
mm-hmm.
Hutchinson, and Hutchinson's new attorney, who was buddy-buddies with Liz Cheney.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, can you even look at Cheney and go, yeah, there's an ethical individual? No, not at all.
Additionally, instead of the select committee conducting the interview in a conference room or virtually, Representative Cheney used her private hideaway inside of the United States Capitol building. Yeah, all of these things outside the norm. And that's why this other subcommittee came up and said, we think the FBI should look into how Liz Cheney behaved. Being the co-chair of, well, at the time, an extremely important committee. The House Republican report continued that Hutchinson's testimony to the January 6th committee was crucial, arguing it is unlikely the select committee could make its assertions about Trump's mood, attitude, and alleged culpability in the events of January 6th without her comments. You think Liz Cheney didn't know that? Why, of course she did. Hutchinson is mentioned by name in the select committee's final report no fewer than 185 times.
Oh, my goodness.
Inexplicably, the select committee discredited the multitude of legitimate witnesses who, under oath, repeatedly refuted Hutchinson's testimony. Yeah. Discredited a multitude of legitimate witnesses who, under oath, time and time again said, that's not true. That's not what happened. Hutchinson is wrong. That did not occur. These legitimate witnesses include senior government officials and federal agents. But that committee, which, of course, the only reason it convened was to try to take down Trump forever and possibly put him in prison. Imagine that. And so they needed, it wasn't like they needed a slam dunk to finish him off. They had nothing. They had nothing. Unless they could get Hutchinson to, well, push the way she perceived things to be, perhaps, with some special guidance from, say, an attorney that Liz Cheney was friends with.
So they could get things the way they wanted things to look.
What could possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Cheney, in comments provided to Fox News Digital on Tuesday afternoon, defended her former committee's investigation and argued that Loudermilk's report intentionally disregards the truth and the select committee's tremendous weight of evidence. Oh, Liz, can we see some of the evidence that you have in some files? No.
Can't seem to find
those. I accidentally deleted all that.
Right.
Then I took a washcloth and me and Hillary scrubbed those dishes all night long. Yeah.
Well, she learned from the best.
Yeah. Oh, Cheney's not done yet. She goes, January 6th showed Donald Trump for who he really is, a cruel and vindictive man who allowed violent attacks to continue against our Capitol and law enforcement officers while he watched television.
Who's vindictive?
And refused for hours to instruct his supporters to stand down and leave. But of course, we found out later he did put that out. Stand down, leave.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He also, in the speech, say peacefully march.
It's amazing.
Thought he did. The January 6th committee hearings and report featured scores of Republican witnesses, many of the most senior officials from Trump's own White House, campaign, and administration. All of this testimony was painstakingly set out in thousands of pages of transcripts, made public, along with a highly detailed, meticulously sourced 800-page report. Now Chairman Loudermilk's interim report intentionally disregards the truth and the Select Committee's tremendous weight of evidence and instead fabricates lies and defamatory allegations in an attempt to cover up what Trump did. Their allegations do not reflect a review of the actual evidence and are a malicious and cowardly assault on the truth. No reputable lawyer, legislator, or judge would take this seriously. All words that can be flipped 180 degrees and actually used this time would actually be accurate to describe the January 6th committee and its findings. Yeah. The Democrat former chair of the committee, Representative Betty Thompson, he also took a shot at Loudermilk's report as well. So, yeah, they're fighting back. Now, here's another one. Cheney did something that's inexcusable, along with Thompson and the other people on the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs and, you know, creeps. They deleted and destroyed all evidence. And Cheney was behind it. And so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. Yep. Yeah, this is... they're not going to let Donald Trump, they're not going to let him operate within the bounds of his office the way that he should be able to and do the will of the American people. It is quite obvious from this and so many other things that all they care about is destroying him. And it's kind of frightening.
It is.
Right? And now... together, we take our antidepressants, we get ready for things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts.
What was that?
Non-political.
Oh, okay.
When you're counting your blessings, it's like, thank you, Lord, for my health. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, this anniversary, this birthday, overcoming cancer, you know.
Yeah.
Greg's new Rolex he's dreaming about.
I hope so.
Things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You get it. 877-975-9825. And it's all brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, and it's coming up next. So call in now. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah. Another day in paradise, my friends. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Time for things that make you smile. Upbeat. Positive thoughts that you share with us. Call in now, 877-975-9825. I got one, Greg. You know what's making me smile?
No, but I got a feeling you'll tell us.
Robin Larson Dental is now transforming into transformational dentistry.
Okay.
Headed up by Dr. Samantha Annis. Now, this has been in the works behind the scenes for a while now. Robin was looking to retire, and there were a couple health challenges that she's had. But the bottom line is, she is ready to give her practice over to Dr. Samantha Annis, and I have been treated by her several times, and I didn't think anybody, honestly, could measure up. Robin, the way she's so careful, skillful, and takes care of a big baby like me.
Yes, there's that part.
But I feel like I am in excellent hands.
Well, good.
So things that make you smile will now be brought to you by Transformational Dentistry. I don't know if it's it's completely official. Yeah. I just made that executive decision.
Okay.
It's official.
Okay.
I just made it.
All right.
And hopefully I'll still be working here after the break.
I hope so, too.
All right. You ready? Ready for things that make you smile?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What makes me smile was your earlier coverage of Kurt Vonnegut, to whom my brother introduced me back during childhood, along with Isaac Asimov, Robert Heinlein, and Arthur C. Clarke, and then my favorite nonfiction space writer, Carl Sagan from Cornell University.
Yeah.
Have a good day, you guys.
Good. Really good stuff. I took it as an elective in high school, mm-hmm. science fiction reading.
Right.
And Mr. Blackwell, I was probably cringing when I couldn't remember some of the stuff that Kurt Vonnegut did. But the reason I was familiar with him and the science fiction part of his career, which was early on, is because he started his career with a lot of short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the class, you know, we'd read some longer books, but short stories were nice, too, to break it up.
Right.
And that's when I became a fan, because you could actually keep my attention to the short span of a short story.
Attention span thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, makes a difference.
All right.
Yep.
You ready? Let's go to John. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. Gator basketball. They actually beat North Carolina last night, 90-84. They're a perfect 11-0. I love these guys. I'm starting to memorize their names just like I did under Billy Donovan when he had those 2006-2008 championship basketball team. These guys are hot. I'm telling you. That's what's making me smile.
Wow. To the caliber of Billy Ball, that's impressive.
Well, you know, I think that, and we, who are we talking to? Oh, it's when you were talking to Jeffrey Meldon the other day.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, everybody thinks Gator. They immediately think, you know, football, obviously. But, man, we just have a lot of great sports programs at UF. I mean, the gymnastics,
I think we're like
basketball.
Tops of the nation when you put them all together. I think we've been number one multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, when you put all the sports programs together and how they finished. Yeah, I'm glad. The good basketball had, they were, you know, mildly slumped by, you know, I would say wasn't a heyday. But maybe it sounds like they're coming back pretty strong. I know that if you go to Meldon's website or on Facebook, he's got tickets for Texas.
Yes.
Game that's like mid-January. So, and it, some other goodies in there, too, that would make you smile if you want them.
Well, I've got my my ticket for that Rolex watch, so I got a 1 in 200 chance, Bob.
Yep.
It's better than a lottery.
Well, even if you don't win, it goes to Habitat for Humanity via our friend Betsy and her charitable giving called Papine Gives. Go to papinegives.com for more info on that. And all that should make you smile. But coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of any person, one in particular, from the North Pole, from entering the United States.
He's making a list, too.
We have no choice. I mean, what are all these packages he's bringing into our country unchecked?
Get the latest Sky News updates every half hour, breaking news at once.
And that beard, right? I haven't seen a beard like that since Bin Laden.
News Talk 97.3.
Red suit, communist, who knows?
The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The U.S. Navy has awarded actor Tom Cruise with its top civilian award for helping to boost the naval service with his hit movie Top Gun. Cruise was awarded the Navy Distinguished Public Service Award on Tuesday for outstanding contributions to the Navy and the Marine Corps. Right on. Now, they actually had to do the ceremony in London because Cruise was in the UK filming another movie. Cruise is 62 now, said he was honored to receive the award. That's good stuff. Yeah. He's smoking MIGs, and that's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and the family. See ya.